So American Airlines announced yesterday it's going to cut more than 900 flight attendants' jobs this fall. That's about 6% of their entire flight attendant staff. We've got USA Today reporter Charisse Jones with us this morning to talk more about what's going on with the airlines. So, Charisse, this is bad news about the airlines. American Airlines isn't the only airline that's struggling right now. Are we seeing a continued decline that started after 9/11?
You know, this is really something that kicked up more than a year ago when the fuel prices really soared out of control. And at this point, Continental has announced job cuts. Delta has announced job cuts. Even Southwest, which is never laid off, has talked about giving voluntary packages to 4% of its staff. So this is just one of the many measures that airlines are having to take to try to ride out this economic storm.
So, but we've heard a lot about the low-cost airlines, and they're the bright spot on the airline forecast. So is that true? Are the other low-cost airlines? I mean, Southwest is one of them if they're making cuts, but are some of these smaller ones doing okay?
You know, Southwest, again, is the success story. I mean, even they have had to cut back on flight routes because they just don't have enough people to fill the seats. So even though they're still offering these fares to get people to fly when they can, you know, there's certain places that people aren't going as often because they're really trying to conserve their cash. So there really isn't any airline that is really safe right now. They're all really kind of struggling and trying to figure out how they can stay solvent until we kind of come out of this economic downturn.
And the airlines are saying that swine flu is having a major impact on travel right now. Do we have evidence of that? Have we seen swine flu taking a bite out of travel budgets?
Oh, absolutely. Delta Airlines believes that it cost them about $125 million at least in the second quarter. And they're gearing up again. You know, we're going to get our second wave coming through North America in the next few weeks. And they had to cut half their flights in and out of Mexico last spring when it hit. So it's really kind of a third blow on top of the fuel and the really big whammy of the economy that's really making the airlines teeter and try to figure out how do we make money, how do we save money any way that we can.
Well, maybe if they handed out hand sanitizer to every passenger with a smile,
on
the way to the flight, and masks or something, people would fly. It just seems to me that the airlines are not aggressive on this kind of stuff.
You know, I think that they worry about the psychology of it. I mean, you do have some airlines like Virgin America, which is doing exactly that. They're giving you hand gel. They're giving you wipes. They say that they've got masks if you get ill. But they don't seem to like to talk about a lot of those measures, and I think it's because they worry that that's going to panic people even more. When you're right, a lot of passengers would feel, I think, a little bit more reassured if they knew that this was something that was being done to try to protect their health.
So we're going to get airport earnings next month from the airlines. Any chance we could see somebody drifting into bankruptcy here?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, American, United, and U.S. Air are considered the most vulnerable. And we may not see it immediately in October, but if they don't have enough of a financial cushion by the end of the year, that might be the alternative. Another thing we might see is mergers, kind of forced marriages between some of these airlines, like we saw with the car industry, with Chrysler and Fiat. So that certainly is a possibility because it doesn't look like it's going to get better financially for the industry.
Okay, Charisse Jones is a reporter for USA Today, and not very happy.
US Air, owned by Lufthansa.
That's right.
Well, we have to look
Thanks
forward
so
to.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.